He's not here?
Yeah. Kufa. Yotza chinam eli meibagos. The Gemara goes, Vayta Gemara says, on this price that Yotza chinam teaches us bagros, and Ein Ketzer teaches us nairis. Vayta Gemara, why need two psukim, one tell me bagros, one tell me nairis? Just have one pasuk that'll tell me nairis, and that'll be it. Just have Ein Ketzer, and that'll be it. Why do I need to have two psukim, one for bagros and one for nairis? Yotza chinam for bagros and Ein Ketzer for nairis. So, the Gemara says, first Rabba gives him a sweet tzurtza. First Rabba says, Boaz Zevelim and Alza. Boaz Zevelim and Alza, meaning that if we'd only have one pasuk, I would say that that is talking about Bagras, because that's a smaller chiddush. And then Mela, I need to have two pasukim so I can say the second pasuk is talking about Naira. Okay. Now he says, where do I find such a thing? So, Rabba, because there's a braisa that says in the pasuk, Taishiv Kayin. The sacher lo yechol kodesh. So the taishev of a kayin and the sacher of a kayin don't eat truma. And the Gemara says taishev refers to someone who is owned until yovel, and a sacher is someone who's only owned for 6 years. So the Gemara says, why do I need to have two psukim? Just tell me a sacher who's owned for 6 years, and I automatically know that. Just tell me a taishev who's bought forever doesn't eat truma, and for sure a sacher who was bought for 6 years doesn't need truma. I'll figure it out myself. If you tell me even a nirtza doesn't need truma, for sure, a sacher. Elamai the pshat is, because if it only say one pasuk, I would say that pasuk is talking about someone who's for 6 years. So that's why I need to have two psukim. So the second pasuk I'll say is talking about a taishav who is, the second one's talking about a nirtza. Even a nirtza doesn't need truma. So same thing over here, if we only have one pasuk, I would say a bagaris goes free. So I need to have two psukim. Say a naira goes free. So Taisus asks Akasha that, no, it's not true. Even if it would just say Ein Kesef, I would figure out that a naira goes free. I would not say Ein Kesef is talking about a Begeris, even though it's only one pasuk. Why, Zak Taisus? Because the Yud of Ein Kesef is telling me that when the father marries off a naira, he gets the money. And there has to be a naira, not a Begeris. So I already know the pasuk of Ein Kesef is talking about a naira because the yud is going on a naira. So therefore, the rest of the pasuk is going on a naira too. So even if we just say Ein Kesef, I would figure out that a naira goes free, and I wouldn't say that it's going on a begaris. And for Taisus, no. It would only be Ein Kesef. That's it. That's two drushes, Ein Kesef. It's two drushes. But I would say that both of those drushes are talking about going free, one on a begaris and one on a naira. And I would not have a drasha to tell me that the father gets the money when he marries off his daughter. So I only have the drasha of the yud to tell me that the father gets the money when he marries off his daughter because I have three drashas, the yotza chinam and Ein Kesef and the yud. If I don't only have Ein Kesef, then I would say both psukim are talking about the naira going free, the geres going free, and I have nothing about the other pasuk. So therefore, if it would only say Ein Kesef, then I would not know everything I need to know. And if we just have Yatzachinim, I wouldn't know everything I need to know. That's what I said, Yatzachinim, and Kesem, and the Yud, so I can know. Begaris goes free, Naira goes free, and the father gets the money. Finally, just going to skip the one Taisus. The next Taisus is right over here. Taisus is bothered. Why does it say the Yatzachinim, once we have both Sukkim, why does it say Yatzachinim is going on Bagris, and Enkes is going on Nairis? It should be the other way around. We should have Yatzachinim is going on Nairis, and Enkes on Bagris. We see from Taisus holds that any time we have two drushas, I want to show if we make both of them, we do the bigger chiddush first. Taisus answers, like we just said, that since Lamaisa, once we have all the psukim, since the yud of Ein Kesef is telling me a naira, the money goes to the father by kedushin, so therefore we say Ein Kesef is talking about a naira going free. Okay, fine. Zog to Gemara Vayter. Abaya says, bad sushtel for nairis and bagris to Taisus and Sarah. Zog to Abaya. You cannot say Boaz Zevelim and Alza when it comes to Nairis and Bagras. Why not? What are we saying with that? We're saying if there'd be one pasuk, it would tell me a Begeris goes free. Now that I have two psukim, I say that a Begeris goes free and a Naira goes free. Whatever it says behind me is not so exciting. Okay, and that applies to more than one person. So if you said, oh wow, let me just only look at the board, I saw more than one person looking at the board. Maybe even more than two people, maybe more than three. So don't worry about it. You have maybe even a right. Okay. So, Zogt the Abaya. Abaya says that you cannot have a pasuk that a Begeris goes free and that a Naira goes free. Why not? because it's one guf. What does that mean, it's one guf? That means that frekt abaya, if a naira goes free, a bageris never goes free. Why does a bageris never go free? Because she's already free from when she's a naira. So it turns out that it's a lie. The Gemara, the Torah is saying a lie. The Torah is saying a bageris goes free. That is a lie. So therefore, we cannot say the Torah is saying a bageris goes free and a naira goes free. We're not going to do that. By toishav and sachir, you could have a toishav and a sachir and he has it at the same time. One might be a kavachimer, but he can have them both and he has it at the same time. So therefore, the Torah could be telling me both. Hashem can, I cannot have a naira that I cannot have a slave turning a naira and a slave turning a bageris in my house because once a slave turns a naira, she goes free. So like the abaya, you can't just say like this is the way we're learning abaya. This is the way we're learning. There's a lot of pshat and all these different pratim, but zakta baya, no. The truth is that we can say there is a case of a begaris that goes free, an islandist. There's an islandist that sold, goes free at bagaris. So therefore, we could have a pasik for nairis and a pasik for bagaris. It's okay to have a pasik for both because a begaris goes free by islandist. So if it's not a lie to say a begaris goes free. Okay. Zakt mar baravashi. He says, I don't care that you have a pasuk for begeris. Lemaisa, it's pasha that begeris goes free if a naira goes free. It's a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Because simonim are not moitzi from Rosh Hashanah, and begeris is moitzi Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, begeris, so therefore, if simonim are moitzi from Rosh Hashanah of the Adain, for sure, bagris is, so it's a kal v'chaymer. So I don't need a pasuk for it. So Zogdamar Baravashi, rather you need the pasuk to tell me that I'm allowed to sell an islands in the first place. Because I would have a havamina that you only sell someone that becomes a naira. You can't sell someone that's a naira. We sell it to the chazanish because you have to be able to fulfill the qualifications. But I'd have a havamina, you cannot sell a islandist to begin with. That's what the pasuk's telling me. So Avada, once I know I can sell an islandist, I know she goes free. But the second pasuk's telling me that I can sell an islandist to begin with. And the Gemara has a kasha that what's the big deal if the pasuk's telling me an islandist goes free by bagris? So what if it's a kal v'chaymer? So what if it's pashim? So Maravashi answers, but if I have another pshat, and I say that pshat. Tosus over here says that what's a kal v'chaymer? That if simonim is mitzi, bagris is also mitzi, because simonim, bagris is mitzi mishus ha'av and not simonim, I have a yechiach. Misa sa'av is mitzi from the father, and Misa sa'av is not mitzi from the Adin. So don't tell me that if you're mitzi from the father, you're mitzi from the Adin, because Misa sa'av is mitzi from the father, not the Adin. And for Taisvis, no, there's a pircha and a yechiach, because Misa sa'av is not mitzi from the Adin, because your guf stays the same. Hashem came by bagris, the guf changes. Okay, weiter. Zogt the Gemara. It says in the Braisa. Says in the Braisa, like this, look at Mar. So we said that Yehuda Marav says that we learned out that Kesef is kinder for Kedushin because it says, Yatzchinim and Kesef. Zok, the Gemara now brings a long Braisa. Oh, okay. Start now. Oh, no, obviously recording, right? Yes, it's fine. Okay, fine. Okay, Zok the Braisa, like this, is a Braisa that has all the Limudim. The first step of the Braisa says we learn out of Kicha Kicha, Mistei Ephraim. Zok the Braisa Isaac Havachimer from Amavriya. The Amavriya does not have Bia and has Kesef. Isha, that is in infamous with Bia, Zikr has Kesef. So Kavachimer, that if Amavriya has Kesef and no Bia, Isha, that has Bia, for sure has Kesef. Dr. Yamara Yavama Techiach. Yavama will prove not that way, because Yavama has Bia and not Kesef. So therefore, that shows you that just because you have Bia doesn't mean that you're going to have Kesef. Okay, so Zok Gemara says no. The Gemara has a pirch on the Yechiach. Says no, Yivama is different because Yivama doesn't even have shtar. So therefore, you cannot prove to me anything from Yivama. So therefore, we're back to Akal v'chaymer from Amivriya to Isha, that if Amivriya has Kesef, Isha has Kesef. So therefore, we shouldn't need a pasuk, right? Wrong. Zok to Gemara, Tamla Mekiyach, that's why I need a pasuk. Fact to Gemara, what? You just told me that I have a Akal v'chaymer from Amivriya to Isha. And you slugged it up from Yavama, but you slugged up the slug up because Yavama doesn't have star. So why do I need a pasuk? I have the Kal v'chaymer. So Dr. Ravashi, no, because we have a much better pircha on the Kal v'chaymer. That Amavriya, of course Amavriya is Niknes Bekesef because she's Yaitza Bekesef. But Avada, that's good. That's fine. But when it comes to But Isha, that's not Yotze B'Kesef, is not Nikas B'Kesef. So we have a Pirch in the Gal V'Chaimah. Amar Vri has Kesef because it goes out with Kesef. But Isha doesn't go out with Kesef, so Isha is not Nikas B'Kesef. That's what we need in the Pasuk. Tosfos says, Hu Adin, we could have said other Pirchas too. We could have, instead of saying, because it goes out with Kesef, it goes in with Kesef, we could have said it goes out with Sheish, Simonim, Yovel, all these things. By Rashi learned that, but Rashi learned that it's specifically because you go out with Kesef, in with Kesef. Tosfos said, no, it's because you have more Yitzias. So every Kesef of the other ones too. Frank Tosfos, Akasha. Sorry, and Tosfos says that the reason why we picked Kesef is because we wanted to say a Pirchas that applies by Shemcha Kananas too. Okay, Zog Tosfos Akasha. Good, you don't have a Kal V'Chaimer from Amavriya, but I have a Hegesh from Amavriya, because Amavriya and Isha are compared to each other. And don't tell me, and if it's a Hegesh, what's the mile of a Hegesh? There's no Pirchas on a Hegesh. So what did it's Yetzir B'Kesef? Yetzir B'Sheish, Shemanim Yoivam, and all these great things. Doesn't make a difference because you have a Hegesh. And for Tosfos, two terutzim. One terutz is if you have a hekesh, ein hekesh lamechsa, you're stuck with the whole deal, and you have to learn that you need two prutas like an amavriya. So in a kal v'chaimer, we don't have to do the whole two pruta thing. Okay. Rabbeinu Nasanel gives a different terutz, and he says that that since the limud for the fact that amavriya is nikras b'kesef is from the fact that it's free with kesef, so therefore, the Hekesh goes together, and we're stuck, and you can only learn out that it goes in with Kesef, it goes out with Kesef, and since Anish doesn't go on with Kesef, she's not Nichol in the Hekesh, the big Kiddush. So either you make the Hekesh, you have to, you leave two putas, or the Hekesh only works if you go out with Kesef, you go in with Kesef. Tosfos asks Akasha that, just the Gemara says you can't make a Kal V'Chaimer from Yevama, from Am Ivriya to Isha, that's people, Amavriya to Isha, because you have a Pircha from Yavama, Yechiach from Yavama, why don't you make a Kal V'Chaimer from Kesef to Bia? That if Kesef, that if Bia works, Kesef works. So don't make the Kal V'Chaimer from Amavriya to Isha, make the Kal V'Chaimer from Bia to Kesef, if Bia works, Kesef works. And then you don't have a Techiach from Yavama. Zach Tysus, you don't have a Yechiach from Yavama, but you have a Pircha from Yavama, which is much better. That don't tell me that if Kesef works, Bia works, because Bia has a Chaimer that it works by Yavama. So even if we're talking about, even if we switch the Kal V'Chaimer to thing, to Kinyanim, not to people, but it's better, the Yechiach turns into a Pircha. Okay, weiter. Zog to Gemara. Okay, so we have two Psukim. We have a Pasuk of Yitzchina Ben Kesef, we have a Pasuk of Kiyikach. Why do I need both Psukim? So Zog to Gemara as follows. I need to say V'Yitzchina, because if it would just say ki yikach, then I would think that the money of kedushin goes to the daughter. Kamashman v'yatzachinam, that the money of kedushin goes to the father. And if it would only say v'yatzachinam, then I would think that the woman could give the money to the man and say,